With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is proposing to cut back on extended elk hunts next season. It comes several weeks after the Fish and Wildlife Commission said the agency should find other ways to drop elk numbers on private land. Around 50 people, largely clad in muted greens, grays, and browns, have filled up the conference room at Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Region 3 headquarters.
Hey, folks, we're going to get started. It's a little after 6.
The event is one of several dozen public meetings that have been held across the state as FWP goes through its biennial process of updating hunting district boundaries and regulations. Some of them are really specific, like dissolving the borders between 3 hunting districts for moose in Region 3 and reducing the wolf kill quota from 2 to 1 around Cook City. But one of the issues that seems to have struck a nerve at the recent meeting in Bozeman and across the state has to do with extended seasons for elk hunting.
We have a major elk problem in our area.
That's Sky Anderson. He says large elk herds can damage fences and fields on his family's ranch north of Livingston.
You guys as hunters want to come out and kill elk. We as landowners want you to come kill elk.
Anderson says landowners and hunters benefit from something called elk shoulder seasons. Several years ago, some hunting districts in the state, including where Anderson lives, were allowed to extend the hunting season for antlerless elk on private land. These extensions or shoulder seasons can start as early as August 15th and end as late as February 15th. They're intended to reduce large elk herds, improve public access on private land, and increase landowner flexibility. But earlier this month, the Fish and Wildlife Commission told FWP to move away from 6-month-long hunts in areas that weren't meeting their elk kill quotas and to look for new strategies. Now, FWP is proposing dropping the elk shoulder seasons in 18 of the 57 hunting districts where they were allowed in 2019, including hunting District 393, where Anderson lives.
We want to create that relationship with you, the hunters, so work with us and vote against this whole proposal of shutting down the shoulder season.
Hayden Bales also says he supports the shoulder season.
I come from a ranch family in Oregon, and now I'm a public land hunter like everybody else. And I fixed a lot of fence. I've picked up a lot of haystacks that elk have eaten out of. And I really appreciate the shoulder seasons being another opportunity for folks to fill the freezers.
But Barry Robinson in the front row disagrees.
We have some of the most liberal elk hunting seasons in the country. If you can't get it done in 3.5 months, we don't need to be running these seasons for 6 months out of the year.
Many people in the audience nod and say they agree. One of the men sitting near Robinson says he's worried shoulder seasons put too much pressure on elk.
Comment.
No shoulder season 311.
Anywhere in this whole area, it was fine before. I think there's other things we need to do.
FWP wildlife biologist Julie Cunningham says the shoulder season can work well in certain hunting districts. She points to one near Bozeman that helped drop elk numbers and appease landowners. But she says there are strategies that have or could work better in other parts of the region. Cunningham says sometimes multiple adjacent landowners will organize into one big unit. They'll notify FWP when elk become a problem, which then allows the agency to send out hunters. Another management option on the table stems from a new law passed by the 2019 state legislature. It would allow hunters in some districts the option of purchasing 3 elk tags next hunting season. About a dozen people at the meeting spoke out in opposition to this idea.
Horrible, horrible idea.
Matt Schuyler, I agree.
One person asks why anyone would need 3 elk in their freezer. As the meeting wraps up, FWP biologist Julie Cunningham thanks people for voicing their opinions.
Even if folks haven't always agreed, you know, I think that it's awesome you're part of the process. That's really important, and that you're brave enough to speak up and speak your piece in what you believe in.
The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission is expected to make a final decision on all of the proposals at its next meeting, February 13th. Comments can be submitted to FWP by 5 p.m. on Monday, January 27th, online, via email or mail. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.